Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful music coming there from Tony McLachlan, Pastor Tony McLachlan to be specific. All I Ever Wanted is the song that we gave to you coming out there from the 1 o'clock news bulletin with Luko. It is I, Sibongile, and Luko today on Heart to Heart.
And I'm so happy. Just you being here is everything right now.
And Luko, we missed these beautiful people. This our family of Radio Pulpit. And Tate Mohali Jeffrey Malatsi, hello to you. Thank you for tuning in. Is it Mikanyani Geraldine Mondlane? Good afternoon to you. Who is Mari Smith? Hello. Frank Jakobs, hello. Anzosni Sieker, how to read this one? Laza Nirina Rak, hello to you. But you send us such a message that we can't read that language.
Yeah.
That language is not here in South Africa.
So I'm actually reading it and I'm thinking, is he trying to trick us?
No.
Is it a language?
No,
is it a font issue?
It is a language. It is a language.
I really didn't think it was.
But you know, it's one of those that you find, I think, Kobo Iraq.
I think so, Iran. Too. I think so, too.
Yeah. We might be wrong.
If you're saying we're not being tricked with the font, then it's definitely not a South African language.
And you see, it's something like we need to know. It's some information that we need to know about. See those yellow things on the side?
Very important.
Maratinasas.
Get us a translator.
Yeah, I think we need a translation for this one. But I believe also it's not meant for us. But yeah, she's written it on our page. But yeah, anyway. Jacqueline, Shalom Jay. Hello, 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 hello. So saying, blessing Sibongile and family. Sibongile, are you leaving us on Tuesdays? Luka, am I leaving?
No, she is not going anywhere. She is not going anywhere, Jacqueline. Don't worry. She's here to stay. She is literally babysitting me today.
Oh, my.
She's literally babysitting me today. I'm not here to kick her out of her seat. Don't worry. Your Sibongile is staying.
Oh, my. Oh, my. What am I doing? Am I babysitting?
You're babysitting me. Or you're adult sitting me. Which one will it be? I'm a new baby, so I need coaching. So Sibongile has been so kind.
But let me tell you, Shalom Jay, she's not new to radio at all. So there's nothing.
I'm new
like
to the home.
Yeah, to the radio.
So she's showing
family.
Me all the rooms. Hey, here's our bathroom. Here's our room. So basically, you know, I needed a bit of a helping hand. And like Gia said, sisterhood had to kick in. So that's what I'm saying.
That's so awesome right there. Oh, my. And Luko will be here from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. She'll be doing 12 up until 3 tomorrow. And again on Friday on Spectrum from 4:06. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't envy you. It's winter time. I'd rather be home.
As it gets dark at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm used to it.
But I'm joking. And most of the times I leave here very late. Eh? I'm like,
really?
What was I doing? Because
do you get hooked like in work and other things and you're like,
I'm talking to Luke, and then before I know it, it's time to go, but I'm not done with my recordings for Saturday, and I have to stay. So,
shucks. Yeah. Okay, so maybe I'll still stick around with you on Fridays. I'm like, let's go home.
Never. You'll be alone. No. I'm not even supervising. Oh, no. Shalom Jay.
Thank you, Shalom.
And she says, welcome to the family. Lovely voice. Oh, she does. She has a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
You should hear her sing. I don't know when is she releasing her own album. When are you doing that?
You know, you're sounding like my husband right now.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
No, thank you. I'm not sure if I'm ready for the pressure.
Yeah, but the Lord hasn't said it yet, ne?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We will wait. Runa, we are patient. But you can call her for your wedding. You can call her
definitely. That I can sing at your wedding. I can,
That's so awesome. So now today, in a short while, actually, not later on. Mm-hmm. In a short while, we'll be talking to Pastor Clement Chauke. He started what a pageant called Miss Influence.
Oh, wow.
And I remember talking to him and I'm like, Miss what?
Miss Influence. Who are you influencing?
Yeah, because in the world we have so many influencers.
Mm.
So we will be finding out more about that. But what I know is that they are doing a lot of things, making a difference in the lives of our young people.
All right.
When I remember Pastor Clement Chauke, I know you know Pastor Clement Chauke.
Okay.
He would be visiting schools and ministering to our children at assembly, in their classes, those who are troubled. He had partnered with the police as well. And they minister to our children at school. They solve some of the hardest problems at schools together with the police.
So I get the influence part of everything.
I've
got a clue. I may not know, but I've got a clue now.
Yeah, but let's hear it from the horse's mouth, don't you think so?
Yeah, I think so too.
But I know it's not the worldly kind of influence that everybody's talking about now.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the world, they are all about fashion. They are all about what I'm eating, what I'm driving.
All the materialistic stuff.
Yeah, and putting pressure, unnecessary pressure on our young people.
Yep.
And so they are coming in from a different side altogether. Last month, it was Mental Health Awareness Month, and they were busy on that as well. So, yeah, we'll be talking to them in a short while, I think at 1:30.
Look forward to it.
We'll be here. We're looking forward to talking to them. Let's take some two, I think a back-to-back. Consistent God, followed by Joy Celebration, Telumoya. We coming back.
Is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Joyous celebration this afternoon, and the song Telumoya. I know that Thulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo loves this one.
Oh.
And before it was Kolimkongo, Consistent God. Isn't he consistent all the time?
Listen. I can testify for days and days on his consistency.
Yeah.
Man.
You
it's
have
amazing.
Seen God.
No, listen, I have.
And
I
you still continuously
lie.
Continue to
Definitely.
See God. I mean, earlier on when you were talking about your twins, you said health-wise they had issues.
Yep.
But now they are turning one. Tomorrow.
Yes, one, not 21. One.
I'm laughing because Luella thought, what? Luella thinks that they are turning 21.
Yes.
So if they are turning 21, what age would you be?
Sure, imagine. It would actually mean, how old am I now? I'm 33, Luella. So it would mean I'm much older than that, to have 21 years
so
old.
So to the twins. So this is what Luella says. Hello, Sibongile. I'm blessed to be hearing both of you special ladies today. What is your co-host's name, please? She is Luko Mkwedi Puti.
Yes.
So we just call her Luko. Because we're going to go Mkwedi Puti.
It's going to be too long.
Yeah. So Luko. And as a result of continuing with my chores, I have not caught her first name correctly yet. Luko.
Yes.
And she says, I would like to congratulate her for her first news reading. The pronunciation, oh my, punctuation, pauses. It's not her first time. All right. I think she needs to tell us a little bit about her journey.
Please let me take
but
my points.
Yeah. We have to do that. We have to just, you know, say yeah to that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's heartwarming.
Yeah, and excellent to my ear. Welcome to my home. I was expecting you to say 21 months. Oh,
yeah,
not years for the twins.
No,
birthday
I'm still
tomorrow.
A new mom.
So they're actually 12 months tomorrow. Yeah, 12
yes.
months tomorrow. And you do not sound old enough to be 20, to have 21-year-old children. Love and God bless you both, all at Radio Pulpit Shalom. Thank you so much, Luella. So
Aww.
Share a little bit.
It's a beautiful welcome, I must say. Share a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I am young. 33. I am young, but I literally like grew up in radio. So I've been at it for the past 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
News, I caught news along the way. I started as a sport reader, sport presenter. Curiosity got mm-hmm. me reading news. I think one morning at a previous station I was working with in the Eastern
yes.
Cape, there wasn't a news reader. We needed a news reader.
Yeah.
And my boss, who I happened to be doing the breakfast show with back then, didn't really like reading reading news, and it was too much pressure. Look, if you know, reading news is difficult, and the time you need to spend briefing the bulletin was just too much for him with the rush of a breakfast show. So I looked at him one day and I could see he was under a lot of pressure, and I said to him, look, I can always do the news. He said to me, what? But sport is totally different. I said, well, I look at Lungi read it every day. I could always just calm down as well and not be as excited as I am when I read sport.
Yeah, you know?
And that's how I started. And I think for me, because I'm so curious, I love being an all-rounder. And he looked at me, and from that day, I never looked back.
Wow.
Which was a good thing, because then when I came to Pretoria, sport presenting wasn't quite a thing. So then I literally fell into the news category and I ran with it. So it's like the past 4 years I've been doing news. I did a sport for about 8 years, and then I went on with news.
Yeah, I did sport, but I did it in isiZulu.
Really?
We used to have a show, so I would mix it with English. We used to have show called Ubusa Zina. You know, it was our current news show. So I was the one, I was Luke with it. But I would be like,
how did you cope with the names? Sports names?
You know, but you know that that's why you have Google. Pronunciation.
Sport names.
But now with the news, unfortunately, with you and I, because you look at it for the first time, you have to read it.
Yeah.
It's here. You just read.
I have to get on with it.
And you do it the way you think it's the best.
Yeah.
And then you find at the end that it was not supposed to be kh, but it was supposed to be sh.
Yeah. Especially when you read like international names.
Those ones.
It gets really challenging.
Those ones. And then when you check on Google, they're like, everybody says Martin. It's supposed to be Martini. okay.
But we make it work.
We make it work. All right. I think Pastor Clement Chauke is already in the building. So we'll be talking to him in a short while, talking about Miss Influence. And Andile Skosana, who is a finalist, is also here. So they'll be talking to us, young people making a difference in the lives of others. Luca, I hope this song is young enough.
It is. It should. It's Giselle Brothers, hey?
Don't give out your age, please. And the title of the song is Mbonge. Enjoy.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
I hope those songs are young enough. And we gave you Giselle Brothers, Mbonge, followed by Noel Mio, Hallelujah. I hope they are young enough, Luco.
Yeah, they are. It is Youth Month after all.
Oh, now my Facebook is looking at you. Nia Kukun.
No, but we did speak of technology and technicality. So we kind of have to put those to bed sometimes.
So we're trying to play some young music because we got young people in the studio with us. The studio is flooded with young people.
Of course.
And Pastor Clement really doesn't like to say he's young.
I was about to ask, can we categorize him as young?
Why, Murut?
Bina, I'm young.
Oh, all right.
He could have been young at heart, you know?
Luca, see me touching my chest like,
by the way, I'm still regarded as youth.
Yes.
I'm how old
are you?
I'm 34 years of age.
How you're very young.
You're very close to the door. You are very close to the door.
Ah, no, yeah. But he's very young.
So I'm left with how many years now to
as long as you want. As long as you want.
2 years.
One. As long as you want.
One.
Yes.
Yeah. So soon I'll be regarded as young adult. Yeah. So I'm that youth who has done a lot and is still doing a lot. Representing Jesus the right way, all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been going to schools, ministering to our young people, working together with the SAPS, adopting schools and reaching out. How's that going first before we even talk about today?
So far, I must say everything has been going well. I'm happy about the impact, the results that we have produced so far, especially working with South African Police Services. It has brought the element that it was a missing element for the years that I've been doing schools outreach programs. SAPS, they are helpful in terms of resources, especially when we deal with issues of substance abuse, bullying, including GBV, because GBV is also found in the youth spaces. So they've come in handy in terms of providing relevant information and help that only SAPS can give when it comes to dealing with things like substance abuse, violence, and GBV. Yeah. So I must say I'm grateful to have them on board.
Mm. You know, Luca, last time they were here, he brought some young people who performed outstanding. Yo.
Okay. Was it musical?
No.
Oh.
In their studies, in their matric.
Oh, performed well in the academics.
Yay, born. Born.
Oh, wow. As overall a result of the programs.
Overall achievers. Yeah. They represented their provinces?
Yeah. They represented their province as well as their schools.
Oh, wow.
And their district.
Mm.
Yeah. So I must say shout out to them.
Where are they now?
Sandy. So he's now studying at UJ.
Uh-huh.
He's studying law.
Uh-huh.
The other son that was telling him that I'm covered as soon as he's finished with his studies.
Are you planning to go on a mission and have somebody defend you?
Those things, you can bump into them. Sometimes it's not because of you've done a crime. You
can never trust young people, Luco.
Yeah.
he is young after all.
but you know those legal things that sometimes you can find yourself in a space where you will need a legal representative.
Mm.
I'm into business, you know. Sometimes you find that maybe my books are not balancing.
Okay.
And I might find myself before the court of law.
Okay.
And when you have people that you have invested in. One thing I'll tell you, I love young people because I believe in building relationships and strategic relationships. And then when you build strategic relationships, if you want to go a long way, invest in people.
Yeah.
I believe in human resources,
you
know. I treat relationships as a capital. I use relationships to trade.
It's a great investment.
It's a great investment. So if I have you now, 10 years down the line, I will need this voice for my other things. So I treat people well. I always check, how can I impact your life positively? If we look at Jesus, there were things that he was only able to do up to his ascension to heaven.
Mm.
But because of relationships that he has built with the likes of Peter, the likes of other disciples, you know, Bartholomew, who's silent in the scripture. But because of he has invested in them, after his ascension to heaven, it didn't take Jesus to preach for 3,000 people to be added to the church. It took somebody that he had built a relationship with, and that happened to be Peter. So the question is, the day, even when you leave the face of the earth, who are you going to leave behind as your legacy? Because legacy is not the buildings that you build, but people that you're going to leave behind as your successors. So one of the things that I know, according to scripture, mathematics of scripture, one of us will chase 1,000, two of us
10,000.
We'll put 10,000 to a flight. Uh-huh. So two young people that I impact, they're equivalent to 10,000.
Wow.
So you take 1,000 young people that I impact, you multiply that by 10,000. How many people that I have, I got on my back, you know. It's all about also doctrine, indoctrinating them, giving them the wisdom of scripture. So I'm not building looking at today, I build looking at tomorrow. I get into spaces where when I get into them, I get recognized and I be like, oh wow, so you know me. Like today when I got into the studio, your co-host was like, I know he. I was like, oh wow, so you know me.
No, you but
know?
You must also be careful of those people who are your Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And then you bump into them and they're like, I don't know you.
You know? Yeah. And just to throw in something to that, one of the things that I believe in, I believe in character. Character goes a long way.
Yeah,
it goes a long way. Whatever, I was telling one of my friends this morning, I said to him, whatever that you do in secret, people may not see what you're doing today.
Yeah.
But the sad part is, you know, we are living in a generation, especially leaders, when nobody sees them, they do wrong things. And whatever act that is not of Christ or that is ungodly, that is evil, it's like planting a seed.
Yeah, what, true.
Bible says, a man, God cannot be mocked. A man shall reap what he sow.
Of course.
God cannot be mocked. A man shall reap what he sow.
Yeah.
And whatever that you do in darkness shall be brought to light. So be careful of things that you do in darkness, because tomorrow you will have to account for them.
For that.
So when you are conscious of building, especially building for the future, whatever that I do today serves as a foundation of what I'm going to need tomorrow.
True.
And it serves also as a foundation of what I'm building upon.
True.
So if the foundation that I'm building on, it's regarded as a soil. So soil can be a bad character. When the storms come, they will hit against the ground and the ground will collapse.
Yep.
And the Bible says when you build upon the rock. And then when you build upon the rock is yourself. He says to Peter, when on I this... found you, you had the character of a reed. You were swept to and fro. When the wind goes to the left, you go to the left. When it goes to the right, you go to the right. But now that you have me in your life, your name will no longer be called a Simon. You shall be called Cephas, which means the rock. So walking with Jesus, your character must become one of a rock, so that tomorrow when storms come, you are able to stand. So by the way, my name is Clement Chauke.
Luke.
All right.
Such amazing words coming from a young person.
True.
Yeah.
True.
soon to be a young adult.
Yeah, young adult.
Soon to be a young adult.
Soon to exit the hood.
Yeah.
But I don't see him exiting soon, because his heart is young.
Yep. Sure.
But now you have a new baby.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, the new baby, Miss Influence.
Miss Influence South Africa. That's the new babe, and I love the baby so much because the baby is doing well. You know, the baby is growing healthy. It's a movement on its own altogether that seeks to empower women. The vision is to empower women.
I have this question before you continue, Muruti Clement. Look, I was like, I even said it to him. You're a man.
Why did you go for us?
Duh.
Yeah. You know, that's the question. Maybe it needs some instrumental.
Is it because you have nieces at home?
By the way, I have two biological daughters.
Yes,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And then I have two beautiful nieces that I love so much.
Yes.
I have a mom. I'm blessed to have a mom. I'm blessed to have two sisters.
Listen how soft he goes.
He's got a community of women.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So, and I'm one person. You know, when God gives you a heart.
Yeah.
I always say this to people: if you want to find your passion, if you want to find your purpose, locate your passion.
Okay.
There's a group of people in the world that when you are with them, you will always be moved to say, I want to see a change. I want to see growth.
Yes.
Give me young people. Mm. There's that passion, there's zeal. And then give me a group of women. One person, I am able to hear a cry. Like God said, I've heard the cry of my people in Egypt. Yeah, so when my ears open for a cry, it's not for men, it's for women. So I heard their cry.
Let's come back and know more about the cry and even talk to the ladies themselves. I know that with Miss Influence, as you said, it's a movement. It also addresses GBV, matters of GBV, mental issues. It's just amazing. All right, let's just go to the news with Luca. We are coming back.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. Okay, Nedo, thank you, Lord. And that's how we came out from our 2 o'clock news bulletin with Luko Mkwedi Phuthi. And in studio, ons is nie alleen nie, maar ons is met Bestuur Clement Chauke. And we are with wonderful, wonderful princesses. And we're talking about Antilles Kosana, Kamuhelo Kokelo, and Velimina Muntwedi in the studio from Miss Influence. Now, we play this kind of music because we're trying to be young. Are we young enough?
I think we're achieving it.
Are we getting there?
Yeah.
We are there.
Yeah. So you love the music?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's so... Because I've been with young people. For example, our own given illustrative, you'd be like, Asbongile wa Foster.
Yeah, I know. You're almost there, but not quite.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, let me introduce you, you know, just sure. And then he looks for new sounds.
Flexing his young muscle.
Okay. So you were about to tell us about the new baby, Miss Influence, and what you do. And you said it's a movement, and you're addressing certain matters in this. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so before we went on a break, I was speaking about the cry that I had. I've sat down with, different women from different backgrounds to hear their stories. I'm one person, I love stories as a speaker. Yeah, so
you're a storyteller.
Yeah, you know, and most stories that I had, it was basically a cry. Many, it is said that out of 3 women, 2 have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime. So, yeah, so I've heard their cry. I remember last year when it all started, January, I hosted an event that was themed Rape Prevention and Education Program, where I had women from different communities who came to share their stories of sexual assault. And those stories were painful stories. What made matters worse with some of the stories was the women are still crying for justice. Those who sexually abused them, raped them, they are not yet arrested. There are a whole lot of stories. And after that event, I couldn't sleep at night. Somebody also reached out to me and said I was sexually abused, and even today I haven't told anybody in the family about it, and I'm still scared to voice out.
Sure.
And after that event, a whole lot of women started reaching out to me, and they said, our sexual abuse, and I haven't told anybody about it.
Sure.
And I felt it in me that there's a cry, and they came to me as a man, having had been victimized by a man. And I said,
not in my name.
Yeah. And I said, what is it that I can do as a man to give women the power back? Because sexual abuse on its own, it takes power from a woman. They need somebody who can stand as a father figure. Somebody who can say, I'm here to represent men, and I can give you a positive aspect of what a good father is, and what a good brother is, because some were sexually abused by their fathers, some by their brothers. It happens in families. So when I started Miss Influence South Africa, it was birthed on those grounds to say, I want women to reclaim their power, and also to to regain their confidence. So one of the main focuses is to build women confidence. One of the things that sexual abuse does to women, especially rape, it takes confidence away from them. So I started this to say, I want women out there who have lost the confidence, when they come on this platform, have a platform that will build their confidence, open channels for them, like take them on media platforms where they will voice out and speak, build the channels. You know, sometimes we have workshops where we do leadership training, we do public speak training, and we have a pageant on, as well on the platform, where they get to stand before people and express themselves. That one of, or it's one of the things that also helps in terms of building confidence. Last week we were having rehearsals. You could tell that some of them, especially doing this for the first time, they were coming out of that place where they were locked in, scared for so many years, who can stand before people and express themselves.
Public.
So, so during that session, I could tell that. And we kept on encouraging them, you can do better, you can do better. And then the more we did it, the more they started to gain that confidence. Personally, so as a child growing up, I had low self-esteem. And today I'm where I am, not because I was born like this with ability to express myself the way I do. So on this platform, I'm calling all women out there to say, come, we want to train you, we want to equip you, and we want to give you your power back.
We want to give you your power back. Let's talk to the ladies. Now, I'm going to start with Kamohelo Kokelo. How are you, Kamo?
I'm good, and how are you?
Can you get a little bit closer to your mic? Oh, she's getting the mic close to her. What are some of the things that you have learned on this journey as Kamohelo?
Well, with Miss Influence South Africa, I've learned to step out of my comfort zone. Well, many people don't know this, but I've also been a victim of rape.
Yeah.
And I definitely believe that with this platform, I'm actually to get out of my comfort zone and do what I'm expected to do and what I'm determined to do. Because I believe that if ever I could ever hold myself back, there's no way I could go forward with anything, because in living in the past, it won't create a future for me. But I should live in the present and embrace who I am. With those challenges, I'm so proud because my family has supported me throughout that journey, and they asked me, do you want to open a case or not? I believe that maybe I was not ready or whatnot, but I prayed to God about
it. Did you know your rights at that time?
I did. Because when it happened, I was in grade 10, and I was exposed to human rights from the life orientation education. So with that, I was like, you know what, let me not do it. And rather, I prayed to God about it and healed privately.
Were you afraid of the perpetrator?
No, I don't think I was. I don't think I was, like, I don't know the reason
or maybe
why
you,
I did
or
not
maybe
do that.
I think I'm asking myself, Luko and Moruti Clement and you, Kamohelo, that sometimes when things happen to us, we are not quite aware of the damage they have made in us until later on in life.
Yeah.
When you have to, for example, get married and now you have to trust a man, you have to be with this man on a daily. And now he might be reminding you of back then. Sometimes you don't see how big it is until later. But now, who was Kamohelo before Miss Influence?
Kamohelo is such a calm girl who actually loved to go to school, who loved education, put education before anything. Even though I was not one of those top learners, but academically I was excelling. But after that incident, I think my results started to depreciate.
Yeah.
Yes, big time though. I remember my geography teacher called my mom and he called me first and he told me that your results, they are disappointing and this is not you, this is not who you are, we know you better. And I was like, it took me time for me to like literally tell him what happened because of being judged. Maybe I was scared of that. But eventually I did tell him, okay, so and so happened 2020. And then he was like, okay, no problem. He called my mother, explained to my mom, and then my mom told my family, they had a family meeting and they asked me, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to open a case or you don't want to open a case? Yeah. You just want to heal by yourself and get over this. And I was like, you know what? I just want to heal by myself and get over this. And after that meeting with my family, that's when we were like, okay, cool, fine, shop. Let me go for counseling. And I started seeing social workers. And I also had my own personal social worker who I actually called when I felt drained. And I didn't feel like going outside to see people. Then eventually it helped and then I pulled up again.
And since you've come to Miss Influence?
And since I've come to Miss
Influence. I love the smile.
It looks like she found her voice.
Yes. I found myself back. Okay. So with Miss Influence, I saw it as an opportunity. Because I remember I once told Mr. Clement about this as well. And he told me, was like, okay, you know what? I'm working on something, but I'll let you know. But I didn't know it was a pageant. And when he told me that I'm hosting Miss Influence South Africa, I was like, oh my gosh, really? I want to enter. Well, it didn't end well, but at least I'm an ambassador right now. And in my mind, I was like, I find it better as being a finalist because, like, maybe I'm brought with opportunities compared to the finalist. But
yeah, but yeah. Now you have an opportunity to wake others as well.
Yes, yeah. And with it, I remember, like, when was it? The stage routines that we were doing the other day, like me helping the other girls, and I was like, you know what? I love being an ambassador because I'm here to help those who need my help and those who need me, then I can be able to step out. Yeah. When they need to communicate with Mr. TC or the pageant director about anything, they'd be like, Siska, can you please come here? And I was like, God. And then they whisper and then they were like, can you please tell Mr. TC this and this and this? And now I have to go there. And they were like, okay.
She's a mediator.
Yeah.
Luca, it looks like you and I should go then.
Of course. Of course.
You're welcome.
Now, Andile, because you are now reaching out to even other young people, what are some of the challenges that you find that our young people are going through? And maybe we as adults, we might not look like adults, but we are.
We are. We are.
But you find we are not even aware of some of those that you came across.
There are many things that we, as women, we face, and as young people, also adult people, we face sexual harassment and the other significant challenges, which is women abuse and any other significant challenges. And those things are not good for our health, are not good for our substance health, because there are many times we as young people and adult, we face things that are not good for our health. So that means that we have to stand and gain confidence towards ourselves and talk about this, because bottling up things inside you, it's not a good thing. Chest things out and then find someone who you can talk to, and so that you can heal from what you've just faced in your life. And doing that will be a great thing for you. You can feel that maybe I'm embarrassing myself, or you can feel maybe bad, uguti, you telling people your things that are happening to you. But then finding someone that you can talk to, I promise you won't regret yourself, because you talk to someone that you trust and you value. So that finding that person you can talk to, it's a good thing. You can feel embarrassed, but then feel free to talk to that person.
Sure, that is like really awesome. Hey?
Yeah, encouraging young people to actually speak up. Speak up.
And I think with our young people, Wilhelmina, I saw that Kamohelo gave Wilhelmina the headphones and pushed the mic. So they're like, usinyana ako, lisinyana ako. Wilhelmina is ready. I think it's very hard for our young people to talk to their adults, to their parents about stuff, Wilhelmina.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Also, when I was young, there's most of the things that I didn't feel free to talk to my parents. Sometimes, but it could be because of the parents are not open to their children, or they make their children not safe enough or free enough to talk to them. They scare them in such a way to say that diloza sex and what you are not supposed to know them, you're not supposed to be involved. Not understanding that that's when that is the young age when between in the teenage stage where they go through a lot of abuse, such as emotional abuse, sexual abuse. So they feel not free enough to go to their parents and explain to them, hore, I've went through such a thing where sex was involved.
Sure. Where do you begin, Luca?
Where do you begin, really? Good question. I think hence I'm so happy to have a young person actually speak so confidently.
Mm.
Because I think also as society, as much as sexual abuse is a violation to you, I think we haven't opened enough platform for young people to actually say, yes, it's happened, but it's just my story. It's not who I am.
Mm.
I am not rape. I've been through it, but that's not who I am.
Mm.
And so I'll speak out so that another young person looks out. I'll speak out so that they know to actually speak out as well. So I'm really, really happy that it's coming from young people as well. I really am, because and listen to this, they did not wait to be much older in order for them to say, I've gone out of the embarrassment. It's look, it's nothing to be embarrassed about if you think about it. It's nothing. It's you didn't bring it upon yourself. And so you need to speak out so that more lives are actually saved. So I'm really, really happy that it's done by young people.
All right, but now how do you encourage another person, Philomena, to talk about it? And then Andile, you can also add.
I think also through organizations that could do campaigns and education about how they should tackle this this problem.
Yeah,
that the youngsters, if they can teach them that they are welcome to speak to their parents, they are welcome to speak to anyone that they feel that can
help them.
Even in the communities, there's always anybody that they can speak to. If they don't feel free enough in their homes, they can speak to their neighbors, they can speak to their school teachers, they can speak to anyone in the community that they can be free with.
I want Andile to answer this one, because you spoke about it being embarrassing when you're going through something tough, be it you're bullied, be it it's rape, be it it's you're violated one way or another. Maybe somebody's abusing you. Some are abused at their homes by their parents, by their uncles, by their brothers. And when they get to school or when they get to out there, they become something else. So yes, it's embarrassing. But now in that embarrassing thing that's happening, how would you empower me who's gone through it to say, even if it's embarrassing, you can still stand, you can still get help? Because sometimes you are even afraid to get help. What if Luko scolds me when I go there? What if Luko makes it worse? So what do you do? How do you do it?
You know, as I said, find a person you can talk to. I know that it can be hard to talk to your parents, because some are strict, some are too much strict, more than that. So talking to a person, some people are scared to talk to neighbors, friends outside there of their home, because of they will feel like why do I have to tell her? Why do I have to tell him? Because of he's not my relative or something. So he or she, that person will feel that maybe if I tell him or her, he will go outside and tell other people, share other people my news that I told him or her. So talking, as I'm saying right now, make your parent a friend that you can talk to. Make your parent, your brother, sister, cousin, your friend that you can talk to. If you are facing a thing that is bad to you, very, very bad into your life or your health, talk to someone from your relative. Because of others, we feel like going outside and tell other people our news that are happening to us as bad things. They will feel that maybe what if he goes outside and tell other people, and then what am I going to become in your, this community?
Yeah, especially because now with cyberbullying.
Yes.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
And then, what am I going to become in this community? How will they look me tomorrow, in the future, that I am talking such things with a person? So that is why I suggest, Uguti, be open-minded with your parent or cousin or brother or neighbor, even if the neighbor that you can trust, but let her or him be a friend to you, a best friend that you can click to, but never lose the relationship with. Thank you.
Wilhelmina, some young people are being bullied. We spoke about cyberbullying right now, that, you know, people post things about you and they put them out there. It might be that maybe because your lips are darker. I got darker lips.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, they used to say, "Wazuba, do you smoke?"
Really?
Yes, because the darker lips were associated with smoking.
Sure.
And I have a deep voice. So they'll be like, no, Wazuba, Dikian, Wazuba. So, you know, I found myself sometimes hiding myself. And I was singing from primary, but I didn't I didn't realize that. No, my voice was for singing. My voice was for radio.
you know?
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but the way I would walk, as though everybody knew that I got duck lips. So when people are being bullied right now, what advice do you have? Because we hide things from our parents. We hide things from our siblings. We hide things from our friends.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm also one of the victims. Ne?
I'm glad I chose right.
You chose right so that this topic is relevant. Okay, I have also been bullied, yes, also about my lips, that they are big. But at that time, I was one person who was very shy, and I was one person who would bottle things inside.
Yeah,
I wouldn't speak to anyone. So what I want to say to the youngsters, that if you go through such, please, like we have talked now, to say that speak to someone that you feel safe. It can be anyone in the community. It doesn't matter. And also, I'll give you an advice to say that you are perfectly made.
Wow. Thank you.
Nobody should comment or criticize how you are. Everybody is beautiful in their own way.
Yep.
So please build that confidence in yourself and understand that you are beautiful in such a way.
You are beautiful.
Wow.
In all that you are. Yeah.
I love that also because, look, it's not like beautiful is just one description. There's only one beautiful person. This is what beauty looks like.
No.
It lies in the eyes of the beholder. Let's be realistic. So I love that. Thank you for reminding me as well.
Purpose.
Exactly.
Sure. I love saying to our young people as well, God made you the way you are for a purpose.
Yep.
Exactly.
I don't laugh, and I know that you laugh. Let me give you the right to laugh. Yeah. I wear a size 8.
Huh?
I wear a size 8.
What is size 8? Is it like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Then you can laugh.
Sorry to laugh. That's your perfect size.
You know, I only find out why. Because when I was young, I was like, yo, I was the biggest one in my family.
Oh.
And my younger sister and my older sister, you know, trim proper, you're Miss whoever. So I was the big one in the family with a big voice and big feet.
You're like me.
But now I understand. If I was a size 3, my son is 17, he's on a wheelchair,
okay.
He's a child with special needs. How would I carry him on a size 3?
Really smoky.
So I needed to balance. Yeah. So God knew.
You had to find human.
It's true. God knew that I had to be a size 8 to carry that boy. How would I do it in a size 3?
Sorry, I'm out.
But that's so true. So we're going to take a break and coming back with our beautiful queens in the studio from Miss Influence. And yeah, young people for young people.
Sure.
These ones are going out for Tulani Kandlovu in Bulawayo. And you asked for that one. You said, I just came in now, but can you play me These Ones by Mahalia?
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Where You At, and we gave you the sounds of Mahalia Buchanan and the song Ngiyabonga, as requested by Thulani Kandlovu from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. We love you so much, Buthulani. Thank you for always being with us. And Kuhle Mjakuja.
Okay, Awam.
Says, lovely to see and hear your voice, Mkayawami Lukomkwedi Mputi. Do you know her?
I know her. I actually know her personally. And she's from Dukywa in the Eastern Cape, where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a hard worker.
See, I
say.
Said move love the mic her. So we can see your face.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad she could see your face.
Yeah, no. I know her. Look, one of the hardest working women I know and very learned, I must say.
Wow, that's awesome.
I love her thoroughly.
Frank Jacobs, thank you so much also for tuning in. We love you. Thank you so much for always being with us, choosing us as your number one radio station. Honestly, Alien in the studio. We are with you, though, up until 3 o'clock. We almost just about.
Good things come to an end eventually. I don't want it to come to an end, I must say. Yeah. I love talking to young people that know their story, I must say. And I think I want to go back to Andile sitting right next to me. I'm not going to put you on the spot.
She's already on my spot.
Exactly.
They are already on my spot.
Exactly.
All of them.
But also, I just want to know, what encouraged you to actually join the team? Is there something that really pushed you to say, I'd love to be part of this initiative? And if you had to encourage somebody else, what would you say to them?
I would say, if maybe you can stand and gain confidence, show the youth that you can be a role model to them. And because showing our flaws, our compassion will be the great help for us to gain more confidence.
I love the sound of that. Confidence. Maybe, and I'm going to ask all three of them, I must say. But I want to go to Wilhelmina. Wilhelmina, what I'm loving right now, and I'm asking you this, is because you are a bit of a plus size like me. And people always think you have to be slim and whatnot to be part of a pageant. What pushed you to go there? And how did you actually get yourself to say, hey, I'm enough, I'm beautiful, and pageant is just for me? What encouraged you to do that?
Okay, honestly, firstly, I have too much self-belief. Even though I'm shy, it's just that people do not realize or recognize that, but I have too much confidence in myself that it's not visible to people. Okay, and another thing, I want to also be a role model, an example to the plus size people, to know that they can also enter and make it. It doesn't matter how much of a size of your body it is. You can still enter and come and win. Yes.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to need one of you guys to... I need to have a conversation with Kamohelo. I need to have a bit of a conversation with you, my love. You know, I don't want to go back to
I love how the mic always goes to Kamohelo.
You know, Kamohelo, you spoke earlier on about how it didn't end well, your pageant journey, but you got to be an ambassador.
Yes.
But also I'm picking up that for you, it's still like, hey, I am still a pageant. I'm still worth it. What actually pushes you to say, it might not end as you perceive it, but it still ends well because you still get to encourage others. What still keeps you confident in that corner, despite the outcome of the last pageant you went through?
I did not expect that question. So
it's all right. it's all right. Okay. So what still pushes you?
What pushes me is that, like, I believe in God. And if I did not make it,
okay,
I still have another space to make improvements.
I love that.
And be a better person. And when I was, when I got a text from Mr. Clement, it was like, what do you think about being the Miss Influence South Africa brand ambassador? And I was like, oh.
There's still space for me?
In my heart, I'm like, why ambassador? I want to be the finalist. But I was like, you know what, God, if you want me to be the ambassador, then why? Why not?
Why not?
Because I believe that God will remove me from my own comfort zone to a better place where he believes, okay, that's where you belong.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I was like, okay, fine, sharp, finalist, ambassador. No, it's worth a while. It's worth a while.
I love that.
Wow, that is so awesome. Sure.
I love that. Look, that is so awesome. If he opens that door, he's going to open that window.
He is God.
If he closes that door, the window is going to open for
and
you
I
to
love
breathe.
What Kamohelo said earlier on. She said, it didn't go well, but I'm here to help others.
Yeah.
And so I love that about the whole thing. But now, as a way of wrapping up, oh, Frank Jacobs, we love you. He says he loves the show. Awesome, awesome. So thank you so much. Moruti Clement,
yes.
What is it? What is the message that you are spreading out? I mean, it's Youth Month right now. And I know you were marching on Friday.
We are going to march this Friday.
You will be marching this Friday. So what's the message that you carry as Miss Influence for our young people out there?
I think the message sums up to one thing as they were talking. Things that they've experienced in their lives. The message that I want to say to young people is you are not the things that happened to you. Yeah, you are not the things that happened to you. If you were sexually abused, don't rename yourself to say,
Mara,
I am what happened to me. And the society on its own, you know, there are things that sometimes I find it difficult to can, you know, understand why we would label somebody because of what happened to them.
Yeah.
It's like if your spouse dies,
okay,
it's up to you to call yourself a widow.
A widow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not supposed to be something that is forced upon you. Now you have to walk on the street with the title that I'm a widow. If it happens that, like myself, I've once divorced, I don't have to go around calling myself
a divorcee.
Divorcee is not my title.
Yeah.
I'm damned.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so we need to come to that place as young people, regardless of what you may experience in your life, you are not the things that happened to you.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's also a saying that I once heard that some of the things, basically, they don't happen to you, they happen for you.
Okay.
Like you were giving an example, Ausbongila, about your shoe size.
Mm-hmm.
I love them now.
It's working for you. Yeah. So some of these things, in a long run, you will wake up benefit. One day and be like, oh wow, so it happened not to me, but for me. Myself growing up, I was one of the people who was bullied a lot at school, like nobody's business.
Mm.
And now that I've grown up, I realize that...
I remember you spoke about yourself being depressed as well.
Yes, you know, now that I've grown up, I realize that, oh, by the way, it was happening for me. Because when I stand before young people today, in different schools to address them, I'm one of the most relevant, if not the only relevant,
really?
youth speaker. One of the most... relevant. I know what I'm talking about. And they connect with me because every time when I look at them, I see the younger me in them. A younger me who was lost, a younger me who didn't know who they are, a younger me who tried to fit in, a younger me who was caught up in a confusing world. Everybody was moving, you know, and it looked like they all had a direction. But the question was, where are you going, TC?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, dude, where are you going? So much so that my role models were not just role models. I also had the desire that I wish I was them. Today, I don't wish to be anybody else. I just wish to be myself. And I want to do it like the Indian community, what they're doing now on the global scale. When they start businesses, they name them after themselves. I'm not going to mention brands, but they name them after themselves. So, whenever I think about any business idea, it must have some Clement in it. When I name it, it must have my initials in it. When I name it, it's TC all the way. So on Friday, we have a match in Pretoria CBD from Semimax Square. That's where we'll be meeting at 10 a.m.
What are you marching for?
It's awareness. Basically, it's not that much here. You know, it's just an awareness. We'll be meeting there. I'm challenging all women to come join us. Bring your placard. We want to make an awareness about GBV. That's what we'll be.
So you're saying no to GBV.
No to GBV. So bring your placard with a message of no to GBV. So let's start small. Get those numbers and then keep on building. So we are looking forward to the 9th of August. The 9th of August, it's Women's Day, you know. And we'll see by that time what we'll be addressing. But we are starting this Friday. Let's all come in numbers. SAPS is joining us as well. So we'll be having SAPS on board. Come. Let's meet there and let's talk and plan
but
for the night.
But now you're always surrounded by young ones.
Yeah.
So when you're saying you're calling women, how old are they?
How old? My daughter is 3 years. Friday. Mutaro will be there. We'll bring Mutaro on board. 3 years.
She'll represent.
My daughter. Mutaro, whatever that I do, she does it. You know. Yeah. When I preach, I love standing on a chair. I want the stage. Like I want to be on top. So
she
Daddy. Yeah, I remember on her birthday. There was a table. Everything at there. Her friends were there. They were sitting down. Throughout the whole entire program, she was standing on the chair. And I was like, "That's my girl."
She learns from the best.
She learns from the best.
It's all in all the ages. Name of saying no to GBV and
no
empowering,
GBV.
Giving women a voice.
Yeah. Let's meet on Friday. We'll be marching from Semimax to Church Square. So when we get to Church Square, we'll have an address from SAPS. We'll also have address from two speakers and myself as well. And then we call it a day.
Wow.
Yeah. And I want to say to all women who are listening right now, Jesus loves you so much.
I thought he was going to break into song.
It sounded like it.
And the Bible says he mends the brokenhearted. Okay, so I want to say to every young woman who's listening right now, whether you're old, you are young, Jesus Christ loves you so much. And he is here to mend your broken heart. And I pray for your emotional healing. I pray for your physical health. I just pray that may it go well with you. In Jesus' mighty name.
I love it.
And how do we connect with you?
On social media platforms, my personal account is Clement TC Chauke, both Instagram and Facebook, and our organization handle on Instagram and Facebook. You just search Miss Influence South Africa. Miss Influence South Africa. The word influence on its own, as we sign out, to influence, it is to change the status of something. So Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. So every woman out there, see yourself as somebody who has capacity to influence. You are the salt of the earth. Bring that change in the space that you are in.
Thank you so much for coming through, gracing us young people for young people. also calling in the old. Can old people also join in and empower young people? Andile, Kamuhelo, Vilhelmina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
They are afraid of talking like that.
All
you.
In one voice.
Luca, so you are in tomorrow at 12.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a great show. It's been so warm. Yes, I am in.
Say that again, Muruji.
She's been a beautiful host throughout.
Oh, thank you. So do join me tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to
welcome.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to leave you with the sounds of Worship House featuring Mish Mahendere. Africa for Jesus. Germany, Johan Els, if you're tuned in, if you're listening, this one is dedicated for you. I remember that last week he was like, what's the name of the song? And that song. So we are playing this one out and we are saying all young people for Jesus as well. Love you. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.